Hey, it's Nikki from Mixed Mornings. I'm here with Whip and Violetta, and it's the Mixed Mornings podcast. And we talked about a lot of things today, including stuff that keeps us up tonight at night. Like some people, it's NFTs or cryptocurrency. I don't know who those people are. I think about my dog.
Yeah. Well, maybe you need to think about your wine etiquette skills, Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
We found out some of the wine etiquette things you guys may not follow.
Ice cubes? And you might have met Ice Cube once, and that might have left you speechless. We talked to a bunch of people that met a lot of famous people, and they just, like, couldn't talk. So take a listen.
Happy New Year-ish, maybe.
Oh, you so don't want to say it. You never say it.
Not my thing.
I find it, like, the best and easiest small talk. Just like, okay, Happy New Year, see ya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. But then that, you know, you risk the point of it being a cutoff, because some people are like, what do you mean Happy New Year?
Right.
It was like 2 years, 2 weeks ago, and where have you been?
Yeah.
You know?
And we are today's Variety, and we got so many texts with Variety on what that cutoff date is at 60123. Thank you so much. And everybody's texting us their names, which I love. So now we can kind of get a little bit more personal and see where these are coming from.
Nice.
So we're going to try to find an answer, but it really is all over the board. So Selena says January 3rd.
Okay.
I'm more in her camp. Seriously, I feel like 3 days. That's good.
Donna says, I work in retail, and they tell us 5 days.
Okay.
That's
I think it's interesting that they spell that out for you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Josie says the cutoff is 2 to 3 days after the new year for me. Nick says January 5th. Carrie from Joliet says January 1st. That's it. That's all you get.
One day.
Yeah, you celebrate at midnight, and then you get the next day. That's it. That's the new year.
But it's just like the champagne. Like, it's flat.
Right.
It's no good.
And the balloons, everything. Yeah. It's over. Carrie says February. So that's the whole other end of the spectrum there. Kevin says, I stopped saying Happy New Year on January 1st. Jen says, I just don't say it. I'm with Nikki.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Oh, man. Jackie says the Jewish New Year is back in September. The Jewish calendar is a combination of solar and lunar. But I'm with Violetta. I say Happy New Year if it's the first time that I'm seeing the person in the new year.
Okay. What if you saw a person in June?
Well, I don't know. I guess that gets a little complicated.
Talk
to Jackie.
Yeah, I'm not confronting. I'm just, I wonder.
I know that you're right. It gets a little weird. Nick says 2022 doesn't start until I stop writing 2021 on my checks.
And that will take about a month.
Right? Also June.
Yep. Exactly. 773. It's Greg from Rogers Park. And he says January is definitely the cutoff for me. Last but not least, Renee says there is no cutoff. Just do you. So if you want to say Happy New Year in June, do it.
I think we'll just go with Renee.
Yeah,
I like
think that's a good clincher. Exactly,
for you
Renee.
You people that say that.
Whatever.
You should really start.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you for that. That was fun.
Yeah.
You get ideas on that. So there really is no finite answer on that.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
Here we go. Coming in at number 3. Oh, my God. 4 more hours before Adele Music. Actually, no, the Adele music video is out, and people are so hyped to see this. The gorgeous images of her front and center in the black and white video teaser that are out online are stunning people, and there is officially a countdown around the world to see Adele. So here, for us, the music video is going to drop at 11 a.m.
Yep.
And I think, like, 5 p.m. in England. If you're there.
I don't know, but you said that so slowly. It sounded like some kind of medication was
taking
effect.
Because I get confused between England and Britain, and I don't know what the difference is, or the UK. They're
For
all
our
the
purposes,
same.
Same
yeah.
thing.
And we rattled off a bunch of times earlier, and she's trying to see what she can remember.
That's the only one I remember. You talk really slow while your brain is working.
Sounded a little like the battery may have been dying as you were saying that.
Kind of. Okay, in at number 2, there is a new Golden Girls spinoff that just dropped on Hulu. What? If you need a new old-fashioned sitcom to watch, just let me get there.
Oh, yeah.
This might be it. It's called The Golden Palace. There are 24 episodes now available. It has two widows and a divorcee sharing a house in Miami, and they are told that investing in a hotel might be a good idea. Not so sure that pans out for them. But who's in this, right?
Don Cheadle!
He has a guest appearance in it, but
I think he's like in it. He's in it a lot.
No, he is. I'm sure. I don't know if you saw the original in 1992.
Yes, that's what I was going to get to. I'm like, did this already happen?
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. I'm getting there. So some of the originals from the Golden Girls are in it. Blanche, Rose, and Sophia. The spinoff did originally air in 1992, but it hasn't been seen anywhere since then. So they're kind of promoting this as like a new old thing. It just dropped on Hulu. All 24 episodes are there, so you can go watch it if you never saw it.
Yeah,
because I never even heard of it until right now.
Okay, so I'm not interrupting. I just want to clarify for my own brain. So this is an old show that spun off of the Golden Girls a long time ago, and now they're bringing this old spinoff back, the original old episodes. Yes. There's not a new Golden Palace.
No, it's not new. Just new to some people like me and
like me, like,
the newer generation.
Because most of those people, other than Don Cheadle, God rest their souls.
Right. Well, if you haven't caught it, 1992 was a while ago. So, and it hasn't been anywhere. So it's kind of new for a long time.
You know,
like 30
the
years
reason
ago.
I knew that was, it was one of those, like, you know, before they were stars, and it showed Don Cheadle doing that. I'm
like
no
George
way.
Clooney on The Facts of Life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in at number one, it is a big day for redheads. It's National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Ed Sheeran, we just played
him. I know. So grab your Ed Sheerans in your life and smooch them up.
All right.
That's trending on Twitter.
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mix mornings. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Things keep people up at night all the time. And 1,000 adults said, you know, some of the basic ones are like politics, monies, that kind of thing. Yeah. But then they got very specific on this poll and found out some of the weird things that kept people up at night included their favorite sports teams.
Oh,
39%.
Are you saying you haven't had that?
I've had that. I don't know if it's kept me up at night.
I'm
sure it has. I just can't recall it right now. Ooh. I mean, so favorite sports teams was one. Another 39% say they have fears about the volatile crypto market.
Okay, no.
Has that kept you up?
I've had fears about that Matt Damon commercial and how weird it is. But other than that, no.
That was another one people worry about. And 36% say they worry about the NFT market. Okay. I don't worry about that at all.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. Somebody's got to explain that to me before I can worry about it.
I think that's the problem. Maybe we should be worried.
That shows our ignorance. But I was up the other night. I actually got out of bed and got the dog, got Biba, out of her crate, the puppy, because she had jumped on the counter. I was making Caesar salad, and she jumped on the counter and got the tin of anchovies down, ate 3 anchovies, and then licked up the olive oil, which is really kind of gross. And then when you read about it, dogs can, it's like salt poisoning is a really bad thing for dogs, right?
Oh, no.
So then I was up forever worried about salt poisoning, and then that's like such a slippery slope, and then so every night I'm finding something new. Like, we all hear dogs can't have chocolate, right?
Oh, yeah.
But there's like a million other things.
You go to the internet and you can find an endless list of things that will be problematic for dogs, people, everybody,
so I am constantly up at night thinking about things my dog has eaten during the day and how it will affect her. And it's become a ridiculous, strange fear that keeps me up. What about you guys?
Well, I have this one. So there is like a little corner of my basement, which is sort of like just a little problem area where a little bit of water tends to seep in sometimes. You see a little bit of... Anyway, I worry about that. Like, okay, yeah, we should just get it fixed once and for all. But beyond that, I worry like... One day is the house just going to fall down starting with that corner, and I'm going to be like, why didn't we get that fixed sooner?
And you could just get it fixed.
Yeah, that keeps me up at night.
Okay, right, Violetta, do you have a strange fear that's kind of ridiculous but keeps you up at night?
I just have like an irrational fear when I'm like driving and like on a ramp. Like, I go, well, what if like I have a twitch and then I just like go off this ramp? Like,
that's a good one.
Like, I just I'm going and everything's fine. There's no issues, so no rain, no slick roads.
That keeps you up at night?
Yes, because I dream about it too sometimes. Like, I'll be like just off the ramp.
Wow. Okay. So that's because you do traffic.
Maybe.
This is way into your psyche, man.
Oh, my
man.
Gosh.
Wow.
Maybe. All right. But I'm nervous about something just unexpected like that happening all the time.
Let us know you're weird like us. 312-233-1019.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. Line one, it's actually Biba saying, Mom, stop worrying about me. I'm fine.
I ate a leaf.
Get a life.
Shut
exactly.
up.
Exactly. I'm tough. All right. Julie, you're on the mix.
Hi. It's funny, I have like white coat syndrome. Like, my doctor laughs at me when I go to the doctor. He has to like take my blood pressure and my pulse like 3 times throughout my visit because I get there and my heart is like racing. And at the end, I'm just good to go. I just like, I cannot sleep like 2-3 days before because I know I have to go to the doctor. And there's nothing wrong with me. I just am scared, I guess.
Right.
I totally feel you.
And you probably like your doctor. Like, it's not even a personal thing. You just can't get past it.
I love him. And my husband laughed at me. I said, I don't know what my deal is.
All right. You know, the white coat syndrome. I've never heard that. I like that.
Skipped an appointment I had because I just was like, oh. Mm.
Yeah, the white coat syndrome.
I'm not ready today.
Yeah, better not to know. All right, Caitlin, sort of similar, but not really. You're on the mix.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm about to be on my way to work.
Okay, cool. What's your fear?
My fear at night is I gotta get going to the dentist before my whole tooth is out of my mouth because I ate some Mentos at work and I chipped my tooth not too long ago and I'm just terrified to go.
Oh,
but at
man.
Night when I go to bed, I'm like, I gotta make the appointment. I gotta get in there. I don't want to get in there.
That's right. A legit fear.
Yeah, I can argue that fear.
You
know what, Caitlin? That is not irrational at all. And I think that when you get to the dentist, he or she is only going to help your cause.
Yes.
Right. So you got to like suck on the Mentos a little bit more before biting right into it.
Come on,
it.
Caitlin, you can do it.
All right, and we have Ray. Ray, you have an irrational fear or an interesting fear on the mix.
I do. I'm getting married on Friday, and I'm afraid that no one is legit going to show up.
Oh, no!
First off, good luck. Congratulations. And, you know, your mom or dad, someone will be there.
Hopefully your future husband will be there.
Let's hope, right?
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9, The Mix.
I love wine.
Yeah.
Not a big secret, Violetta.
Nope.
You love wine. Not a big secret.
Nope, not a secret
Whip,
at all.
You tease us sometimes for how much we love wine.
Oh, it's amazing, the conversation. It's like 98% wine talk in here when we're not cracking the microphones, right?
So, yeah, there was a study that like, what is it, eight out of 10 Americans?
8 out of 10 people do not follow, in quotes, traditional wine etiquette.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, before you guys answer on whether or not you think that you do follow wine etiquette, they've broken it down into different things that would go into the category of wine etiquette.
So he's going to quiz us, V, and we just have to say yes or no if this is something we do.
Right.
Okay, and then track for yourself so we can see which one of us has more wine etiquette.
Right.
It is a competition.
Right. Well,
life is a competition.
At home, you have to see.
Right.
Come on, I know you're with me, and we're going to blow a lot of these rules.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
All right, so these are the ways that Americans reject wine etiquette.
Go.
Pairing wine with non-traditional foods. Violetta.
I can drink wine with everything.
Yep. Me too.
Okay, perfect. And hopefully you guys are keeping score.
Yep.
Yeah, we
okay.
are.
Gulping wine down quickly. Violetta.
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Not surprised.
I'm 2 for 2.
Drinking without looking, swirling, or sniffing, or stopping, dropping, and rolling.
Yeah, that's an easy 3 for me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, there you go. Violetta, you?
Yeah, I do.
You're on that one? Okay. Drinking wines out of order, e.g. red before white, sweet before dry, etc.
I actually kind of follow that one.
Okay.
I'm going to give myself that one, okay?
I think I do, too, mostly because if I open one bottle of wine, I just stick to that bottle of wine.
Oh, see, there you go. All okay, right. Finish it.
So that's a no for both of you.
Okay.
Tasting wine while wearing strongly scented perfume or aftershave. Violetta.
let me think.
Think about the aftershave, because that is an issue.
That Brut by Fabergé is pungent.
Yes, it is. No, I'm going to say no on that one.
Yep.
I don't...
Same.
Okay. Hey, you guys are not as rejecting of wine culture as you think. Sniffing the cork. Do you sniff the cork?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, not supposed to do that.
I also do that.
You're not supposed to do that?
No.
No, this is the way you're rejecting.
Oh, lies. Yeah. That's how you see if it's corked.
You're rejecting the wine etiquette if you sniff the cork.
Plus, it's so like purple and red. I like it. Okay.
All
so
right. Filling your glass to the top.
I've actually seen Nikki do that.
That's a dumb question.
All right.
That's proper etiquette.
I don't do that only because I like to go back and keep pouring. Boring.
All right.
Anyway.
Adding ice to your wine.
Ooh, guilty as charged.
Really?
I like a nice cold glass.
My husband gets so mad at me. He is so much side eye, but absolutely. If it's not cold enough, I will add an ice cube.
All right. Yep. Holding a glass by the bowl rather than the stem. Violetta.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
Oh my God, the bowl of my wine glass looks a crime scene.
Yeah,
it's dirty.
With all my
like
fingerprints. Yep. Okay.
And finally, this is actually the number one way in which Americans reject wine etiquette. So more people do this one than any other. Drinking white wine at room temperature instead of chilled.
Oh, no.
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 Oh, okay.
What's wrong with those people?
That's because I like all wine cold.
Yeah. Well, not reds.
Really? With ice. Preferably with ice. So where is the where do the scores end up, you guys?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 yeses.
Okay. Yeah, so I do 7 things wrong.
7?
Okay, so Nikki, you're a big winner. Yay!
I'm a big loser in wine etiquette.
But you know what? You're winning because you're drinking.
Yeah, one of them was gulping, so I guess that qualifies.
Everybody give it up to Nikki.
I'm not alone.
Add Mixed Mornings to your feed. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Doesn't matter. Everybody gets starstruck. Sometimes gets speechless. It happened to Ben Affleck, his daughters. They went back to meet Taylor Swift. They could not speak. He had to speak for them. He was like, no, I swear to God, they're fans. They talk about you all the time. They just can't talk. And Kelly Clarkson's kids did the same thing with Jason Momoa. So we found out it happens to everyone. We want to know who left you or your kids speechless. 312-233-1019.
All right, let's start out with Joni and a Chicago classic that you ran across.
Absolutely. I was in Milwaukee. And at the Pfister Hotel, Ron Santo in the elevator.
Oh, Ron Santo. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
the Pfister awesome. Is a great place to star watch in Milwaukee. I'm telling you, they're always there.
And then he was, you know, he was at that time. Anyway, he went into the bar upstairs.
Okay.
And then I went down to to my room and got 3 more baseballs. He signed them all.
Oh, so everyone you were chasing him around and then you turned into a stalker.
Yeah, no. He sat with my boyfriend, who everyone thought was his son, and Ryan Dempster.
Good for you!
Oh my God! All right, you guys.
No, Ryan Dempster was like he started the game. He came off. We were like they thought we were celebrities.
Yeah, you got like a whole team thing. You eventually ended up being the whole team and the broadcasting crew, and we're part of the whole road crew.
They got starstruck meeting her after.
Exactly.
And who are you? What position are you playing?
Kelly, you're on the mix.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I worked for a major airline years ago, and Ludacris came off the plane.
Luda!
And that's what I said. However, I'm so starstruck, I kept looking at my coworker like, is that Ludacris?
Oh, my God.
He said, I'm Ludacris, and I shut down.
You
say, oh.
You started singing Fantasy.
We get it. All right, very good. Marie. Marie, you're on the mix. Hello, Marie. Oh, sorry. Now you're on the mix. That was me. Marie.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, hi.
So I just wanted to let you know about the time we went to the Blackhawks convention downtown and we ran into Dennis Savard and his, like, little guys that walk with him, his security guys. And my son, who was 2.5, 3 at the time, he ran into, like, he was there and he was just like, hey, buddy, give me a high five. And he was just like, couldn't say a word.
Yeah.
And then, like, we walked away. He's like, it's okay. It happens all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then he's just like, we ran into him coming down the other way, and my husband was like, he has security with him. And I was like, it's cool. And he's seen him, and he's like, hey, D. He remembered him, and he comes over, and he's just like, now can I get a high five? And so he was just like, he put his hand up, and he was like, just staring at him like,
Right.
So twice he got blood nervously denied.
Dennis Savard, former Blackhawks legendary player and eventually coach. And here is Dina. Dina, you're on the mix with your celebrity encounter.
Hi. Yeah, I was working at a Lady Foot Locker out in Connecticut. And I had Harry Connick Jr. and his Victoria's Secret wife, Jill Goodacre, come in. And she was looking for sports bras and stuff. But I came out, my mouth dropped, and I was like, I didn't care about her. I was just, like, in awe of him. And I was, like, stuffing and stuff. And then I got up enough courage to tell him I was getting married, and we were going to be dancing to his song, It Had to Be You, for, like, our song. And he was so, like, Southern drawl and, like, oh, my gosh, ma'am, I'm so, you know.
The whole Harry Connick thing, right?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Harry Connick Jr.
Did you help his wife with her sports bras or not?
I don't even care what she bought at
that time. You're like, stop talking to me. I'm talking to your husband.
She's like, I don't wear a 38D. What the heck? She didn't do this right at all.
And here you all probably think it's fun to be Harry Connick Jr.'s wife. There is another side. And finally, Ken, you are on the mix with your starstruck encounter.
Yeah, so it was late 90s. My boys were 2 and 5, and we just landed at the Los Angeles airport for a wedding, and we're walking towards baggage claim, and there's James Earl Jones.
Oh,
and I just shrieked, and I looked at my wife and kids, and I said, "There's Darth Vader!" And I turned around, and I followed him for 2 blocks all the way to his gate.
You followed him for 2 blocks?!
And I was so starstruck that I couldn't say anything. And he knew what was going on, and he was just laughing. And I never said a word the whole time. I just walked right next to him for 2 blocks, and he's laughing the whole time. And we got to his gate. He made eye contact with me and then went and sat down, and I went back to my family.
Oh, so you never talked to him?
No, I was too starstruck. I was so afraid to say anything.
Well,
but you know what? He was...
Yeah, you know what's funny?
He was like 5'6".
A different actor actually plays Darth Vader, but he does the voice. But, you know, I just read a story, ironically enough, and thank you for the call so much, Ken. I just read a story where somebody said that they ran into James Earl Jones, or he said this, and he will do, like, the Darth Vader choking you from afar thing with fans. Like,
funny.
It's like when he's in the mood or whatever, and that Star Wars fans, like, they eat that stuff up. That was great.
The Dover Nuggets. There's only a few leftover nuggets that I want to chew.
All right, we'll start with, I'm going to file this under the we all dislike our jobs some days. This is one that you'll be thankful for yours, maybe.
Okay, all right, do tell.
Norway tells soldiers to return their used underwear and bras after service. Yes, that means someone is in charge of checking those garments to make sure they're okay. Yes, the Norway military has been ordered to return their underwear, bras, and socks at the end of their service so the next group of recruits can use them.
Nice.
The military said that they're struggling with dwindling supplies due in part to the pandemic, of course. And its press spokesperson said that there are people who their job is to do the proper checks and cleaning, and the reuse of garments is considered an adequate and sound practice.
See? My biggest takeaway from that is Norway has a military.
You're not checking used underwear today, so that's a good day. All right.
So, hey, no matter what your status is, you're single, relationship, somewhere between, who knows, there are limited edition offerings that hit the grocery store this time of year that you might just enjoy. For example, in the cereal aisle, welcome to Fruit Loops Sweethearts.
Aww.
They are heart-shaped Fruit Loops that come in pink, orange, yellow, green, and blue hues. And the box features pink hearts, and they will grab your attention as we head toward Valentine's Day, which is just over a month away, whether you're ready or not. So this has already popped up on Target's website, if you happen to be looking there, as well as other places. So it's only a matter of time before it'll be in your face. The sweetened multigrain cereal has a fruity flavor, and you know, both kids and adults will love diving into a big bowl all February long.
And you know it'll turn the milk pink. Right?
It better. Otherwise, I want my money back.
But it's going to feel like it tastes different because in my head, the different colors taste like different fruit.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think
if
they
that's
do
the
that
case.
On purpose. I think they've done studies where they do convince people of that, even though it doesn't. It makes you feel like it
does.
Yeah,
the blue one's better.
Yeah.
Okay, coming in at my nugget, number 3. 2 Florida women are arrested at 3 a.m. for glitter attack. All right. So in Clearwater, Florida, 2 Florida women are facing felony burglary charges after allegedly participating in a 3 a.m. glitter attack on a male victim, police report. And this is not a laughing matter because it is kind of some big charges there. Investigators say that Sarah, 29, and Caitlin, 27, arrived early yesterday morning to a Clearwater residence of Jacob. Jacob and them were arguing on the balcony. Franks and Sarah and Caitlin tell the cops that they were super upset with something that Jacob had done. They threw glitter bombs at his torso and his head. Right now, police don't exactly know what the fight was about. Neither parties are saying, and they don't know what their relationship was. But I guess Sarah and Caitlin got mad at Jacob, and they decided that glitter bombs were the answer.
Oh, I'm rethinking it. Florida police officer, that's another tough job.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
All right. In at number three, Zach Galifianakis. How do you say his name?
Never mind.
Zach Galifianakis. Wait. How do you say his name?
I don't want to try this anymore. Zach G. Galifianakis.
And Elizabeth Banks are going to star in a new Beanie Baby movie called The Beanie Bubble. Oh, man. Okay, so the film is about the Beanie Baby craze and the extreme length that people are going through to get the dolls. Zach Galifianakis.
This is a little more treacherous than most attempts at pronunciation.
I can't say it right now.
You're so close to so many things you don't need to be close right. to. We're good.
Okay,
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. Yes, as he said it. So anyway, I really want to talk about the Beanie Babies, but now I want to talk about Zach. Nikki, you saw a Beanie Baby documentary or something.
Yes, it's great. I can't remember. I think it's on HBO Max, but yeah. And it all started here in Chicago area.
So I guess this movie is going to kind of cover that and how quickly this grew kind of out of nothing is from what you were telling me and what this movie seems to be. Apple landed that movie, so we don't have anything about when it's coming out exactly, but stay tuned.
It's going to be funny no matter what.
Ty was the person's name, right? Isn't that the guy's name?
He does not come across. He's not a great human being.
You know, when they make documentaries about people, though, I'm going to say this. I don't know nothing about Ty. I don't. Yeah. I know he exists. They don't make documentaries and they're like, you know, the person in charge of this thing was really a great person. Watch this documentary. Yeah, but it always turns out to be like the seamy underside of the people the documentary
about. He was convicted of like hiding millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's a problem. Okay. That's a problem. Good old Ty.
Crazy. In at number two, opera gloves are the latest fashion accessory for winter. Long gloves have been around for decades, but they are becoming more popular again as celebrities like Ariana Grande and Kim Kardashian are wearing them more religiously. They are elegant and timeless is what this article says. And I'm going to add that they add a layer of warmth, you know, when you're in a ball gown, at least. Yeah, your arm's covered up to your elbow.
And we need to get those little opera glasses now to go with them. You know what I'm talking about? The kind you like flip over?
Yeah. Magnifying glasses.
Yeah.
In at number two, or number one, how could I forget? Jamie Lynn Spears is trending everywhere online because she has a new personal memoir coming out. It's called Things I Should Have Said.
Oh, my God.
What? Many are excited for this, but they're more excited for how Britney Spears might go off on social media. Ever since Britney's conservatorship has ended, she has not been shy to share a lot online, normally wearing very little clothing.
Yeah,
but
she's not shy about that at all. By the way, honestly, Britney Spears did a thing where she was, like, literally all the way naked, except with, like, some emojis and stuff covering. But all the way naked. Just like, hey, here's a naked picture of me and my whole thing. Here I am in my bathroom. That's what she does.
Yeah, but she used to do that on stage all the time, you know, and it wasn't an issue then in music videos.
Right.
Not this literally. Trust me.
Well, so everybody's kind of excited. The last thing that she posted last night was a stock picture of a typewriter with the caption, "Shall I start from the beginning?" So they are going to be kind of going back and forth. I'm sure they both have a lot to say about their family and everything that has happened so far.
Yep. Dad's all of a sudden irrelevant.
He's just like, oh, I'm staying out of this.
I know.
Thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.